We've got a few interesting things this year as well. We've got around the village green, we've actually increased the facilities for catering for people this year. So the village green, we hope, will be a thronging sort of centre for lots of the visitors coming, and they can get a drink, they can get something to eat, and hopefully that the weather will be kind to us. The forecast, from what I can see, although it's changeable this time of year as always, is forecast to be, I'm not sure, so sunny, but it's not forecast to rain. So fingers crossed that we have a good day on Monday, weather-wise.
Keep this tradition alive again for another year is fantastic.
Yes, well, it's thanks to the committee that I've increased the committee a little bit over the years, and even this year we've got a new member join that's sort of an old Hallettonian family member. So it's I guess I've done it so long that lots of things fall into place each year. But of course, my time must be coming to an end, really. I suppose at the end of the day, we've got to be passing it down to the younger people, really, to take on for the next sort of 40, 50 years.
Have you got an idea, roughly how many people may come this time?
Well, I say the same thing every year, really. It's very much weather dependent. If it's inclement weather, you're still going to get between 3,000 and 5,000 people come. If the weather's sunny and warmer and things, that five could become 8, maybe 9, maybe 10 thousand people. So it's really difficult to judge until the day, really.
And I know, I think Hallerton have claimed victory over the past few years, haven't they?
They have indeed. It's in the last sort of 30 years, I think Medbourne have won 2 or 3 times. So in a roundabout sort of way, I'm a Hallettonian and want Hallerton to win. It would be nice to see Medbourne secure victory now and again, just to keep the whole sort of motivation alive. But I do use the Medbourne pubs, and they sound like they're going to be up for it again this year. They've got their team coming together, and a lot of youngsters that are all enthusiastic, and obviously the same about Hallerton. So it's one of them things where the next generation always seem to sort of thrive on the whole event.
Just finally, I know there's a fundraising page. Obviously, it's free to come to the event to watch, but there's lots of costs behind it. So you're just encouraging people, I know, to potentially make a donation on there.
Yeah, I mean, this year, thank you for we've got the gardening doctor. It's a whole old Hallerton resident, Colin Smith. He's made a fantastic sort of sponsorship for the event, which helps us enormously. But we do incur a lot of costs, and we've got to raise these funds every year to cover those costs. Otherwise, there can't be an event, because if you can't pay for the everything you need to put on, well, where does the money come from? So anybody that can donate, I think you can go online and actually sort of make a donation. That would be most welcome by anybody. And I do ask everybody that loves the bottle kicking, a couple of quid, £5, anything that would just help. It all contributes to the funds we need to raise, and that would be most welcome. Let's pray and hope everything goes well, and everybody has an enjoyable day as always. And the spectacle that is the Hallerton bottle kicking continues and thrives.